Will EAA get its money back? A roadable car flies at AirVenture, and the amphibious Icon A5 LSA gains weight. This is Aero News for Tuesday, July 30th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Senator James Inhofe, Republican of Oklahoma, is leading an effort to have the FAA rescind the fees that were assessed against EAA for the use of air traffic controllers at AirVenture in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Politico reports that Inhofe and U.S. Transportation Secretary Fox, quote-unquote, discussed the issue after a hearing on the Hill. EAA filed a lawsuit against the FAA after the agency delivered a bill for nearly $500,000 and an ultimatum to withhold air traffic services from AirVenture if the bill wasn't paid. The suit argues that the services are paid for by excise taxes on aviation fuel. Inhofe told Politico that Fox is considering reversing the FAA's position on the fees. EAA spokesman Dick Nepenski confirmed to ANN that Inhofe and Fox are indeed discussing the matter, and that other members of Congress, including Tom Petrie, Republican of Wisconsin, are also taking up the issue. But so far, Nepenski said, it's all mostly statements from elected officials, and the organization hopes that the FAA and DOT will follow through. Sandwiched in between the Wingwalker and a flight of four T-6 Texans, the transition rotable aircraft from Terra Fugia made its debut at Oshkosh during the Monday air show. Terra Fugia, the company responsible for the transition, has been coming to AirVenture for several years now. The company has been working toward FAA certification of the transition as an LSA, but has the added hurdle of being certified as a roadworthy car as well. During the demonstration, Terra Fugia CEO Carl Dietrich talked about, quote-unquote, crashworthiness testing for the airplane. Chief test pilot Phil Metier made several passes over Airshow Central in the transition before landing and converting the vehicle back to a car and driving along the taxiway and runway at Whitman Regional Airport. Dietrich said that the transition will have a base price of $279,000. The company is still working on certification for the airplane as an LSA. The Terra Fugia transition will be on display all week and will fly again during the night air show on Wednesday. Several events are planned at Terra Fugia's booth if you're at AirVenture. Icon Aircraft CEO Kirk Hawkins announced Monday at AirVenture that its A5 amphibious LSA has been granted an increase in the maximum gross takeoff weight to 1,680 pounds, an increase of 250 pounds over the standard LSA amphibious gross weight. The waiver had been requested 14 months earlier, and the FAA had promised the answer in 3 months. Instead, it took the FAA 14 months to reply, causing Icon to make decisions in the blind while trying to read the tea leaves as to exactly how to proceed. One reason for the approval? The A5 meets the stall spin requirements of the new Part 23. This is significant because 41% of fatal accidents involve stall or spin. Icon says the A5 is the first airplane to meet the new Part 23 stall spin criteria. Now that Icon knows what its A5 can weigh, it plans to build its first production aircraft and begin testing them in the spring of 2014, with the target of delivering aircraft to customers in May of 2014 or after. Advanced Flight Systems has introduced a new probe-based angle of attack system based on its popular and proven AOA system with over 2,000 installations. The new instrument adds still another option for those wanting the added safety of an advanced flight AOA. The new AFS AOA Pro 3 system utilizes a super bright custom LCD with 26 colored segments, giving the pilot superior resolution AOA readout when calibrated to the aircraft. Unlike other systems, the AFS AOA uses separate calibration data for flaps up and down for a more accurate solution. The AOA Pro 3 uses AFS's patented AOA algorithm and a wing inspection plate mounted AOA probe. The AOA Pro 3 does not require connection to the aircraft's existing pitot or static system. The FAA has certified Gulfstream's Enhanced Vision System, EVS-2, and heads-up display, HUD 2, for the new G280 business jet. The system allows pilots to see terrain, runways, taxiways, and possible obstructions in low visibility conditions. The FAA certification means the enhanced flight vision system, which has been integrated with Rockwell Collins Pro Line Fusion Avionics and HUD 2, provides operational credit. G280 aircraft equipped with the systems can land in weather conditions that would be prohibitive for non-equipped aircraft. When Aero News continues, EAA, Center of the Innovation Universe. Air shows, two down, one goes on. And winners in the EAA Cup race are announced. Is it time to upgrade your transponder? The ADS-B-compliant Bendix King KT-74 meets 2020 requirements, is low cost, easy to install, and fits into your existing panel, suiting your needs now and in the future. It's never been so easy to plan ahead.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
The Evolution Flight Display System from Aspen Avionics delivers unique reliability and safety features to general aviation pilots and is truly the most flexible and affordable EFIS available. Aspen Avionics, a new way to look at avionics. Aero News continues now for Tuesday, July 30th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Innovation has always been touted as a core value of the experimental aircraft community, and this year, featured front and center at AirVenture, is a new pavilion dedicated to passionate and brilliant entrepreneurs taking air travel into the future. EAA Chair Jack Pelton and Alyssa Lines, EAA's Vice President of Business and Donor Relations, introduced the Innovations Pavilion, its purpose and the new ideas, technologies, and activities being featured to excite the industry, investors, and the public. EAA sponsored a competition earlier this year, and free spaces in the Innovations Pavilion were awarded by a selection committee to 15 companies with products designed to make aviation more efficient, affordable, and greener. Ideas ranging from new concepts in propulsion to space exploration are featured at the pavilion. As the North American air show community approaches the halfway point of the 2013 air show season, sequestration continues to be the main topic of conversation within the industry. Within the last several days, three different shows have made sequestration-related announcements about their 2013 events. The Thunder Over the Valley air show in Santa Maria, California, originally scheduled for August 24th and 25th, has canceled their 2013 air show, citing a lack of sponsor interest in their event due to sequestration. In El Paso, Texas, organizers of the Amigo Air Show also announced recently that they reached the difficult decision to cancel their 2013 air show, originally scheduled for October 12th and 13th. For many years, the event has been held at Biggs Army Airfield on the grounds of El Paso's Fort Bliss U.S. Army installation. Sequestration made it impossible for show organizers to use Biggs this year. And as we reported earlier, in San Diego, the air show at Miramar will go on, even though the base's military personnel are not even allowed to taxi aircraft. There will be a significant static display. The winners have been announced for the 16th annual EAA AirVenture Cup, the cross-country air race. The race started at 9:30 a.m. Sunday morning, departing from Mount Vernon, Illinois, with two turn points before ending in Waupaca, Wisconsin, for a total mileage of 460 nautical miles. The fastest aircraft of the day was a Turbine Legend, flown by Marty Abbott, who came in at a time of 1 hour, 17 minutes, 55 seconds, at an average speed of 354.30 miles per hour. A total of 48 aircraft raced in the event, which included experimental and certified aircraft categories. In the Formula FX Red class, father-daughter duo Rich and Heather Lamb came in second, this being their fifth year racing together in a long EZ. Just as we reported yesterday about the National Balloon Championships, the race featured some exciting second-generation pilots. Two young men who previously raced with their fathers in past years, Jay Bale and Colin Hogan, entered the race with their own aircraft this year, competing against their fathers. The EAA Air Venture Cup race was founded in 1997 in the spirit of recreating the old Bendix Trophy race and is dedicated to aviation advocacy and preserving the rich heritage of cross-country air racing. The race is held annually in advance of EAA's Air Venture. For a complete list of the winners, you can see our website, www.aero-news.net. And don't forget our streaming video reports, Airborne, hosted by Ashley Hale, appearing daily this week with all the latest developments from Air Venture in Oshkosh. I'm Glenn Moyer, and as always, I thank you for listening. You're now cleared for departure.